here?
I am here to protest against the shameful behaviour of the British government, the same government which is historically responsible for what is happening today in Palestine. This is a Labour government which I'm ashamed to say for I voted for, and God forgive me for that.
If there was any doubt about the strength of feeling about what's happening in Gaza, well, here's your proof. After almost 2 hours of marching, we finally see the tail end of this anti-war demonstration, with hundreds of shoes left behind at the doorsteps of Gordon Brown's home.
The demonstration soon snaked its way to Trafalgar Square, where it officially ended. But unofficially, hundreds of protesters later made their way to the Israeli embassy in Kensington, where the picket that started 7 days ago continues. Fraina Alam, Press TV, London.
And indeed, we had shoes flying in Baghdad, and of course shoes flying in around the world, particularly in that report in London, Downing Street there. Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi, Doctor, what do you make of the global response?
Well, I'm very happy to see this kind of response taking place all over the world, and I believe it's time for us as Arabs and Muslims to invest and to capitalize over this, because there is a very distinguished moment of awareness that has been raised all over the world. And this moment that we have paid a price from our blood, I mean, the price was